Yo, welcome back. It's your boy Woody, aka The Disciple, here to talk about forgiveness. Now, I know it's something that is a very broad topic. Not everybody has the capacity or the willingness to forgive. But let me tell you something about forgiveness. I used to live my life in this way. As this rapper, 21 Savage, he came out with an interview and it stuck with me for a really, really long time. Let's give it a watch.
That was a hard line. You said you would rather have loyalty than love.
Oh God, I would.
What's that mean exactly?
It's like you can have a dog, bro. Like you could love the fuck out your dog.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't gonna be loyal to your dog because you'll go buy another dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, fuck love. Love is just, all love is to me is attachment. If I'm around a girl every single day, I'm going to love her. Even if I don't want to love her, I'm going to grow to love her because I'm going to be attached to her. It's just like a baby getting attached to his mama. That's love, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a baby get attached to the mama, is love. All that come from is when I'm born, you all the fuck I see.
Yeah, I
know. You could remove your, a baby could have a whole new mother from birth that ain't their biological mother. Grow up and love that mother mm-hmm. the same way that they would have loved the real mother. You know what I'm saying? Loyalty is like an action to me. It's like, no matter what, if you loyal to me, no matter what, you're going to have my best interest at heart because you loyal to me.
How far does loyalty go? Because you could say that and you could say, I want a girl that's loyal. But how loyal are we?
Now, he says something very, very interesting. He says that if you love someone, you can grow to love anybody because you're going to be attached to them. If I'm around you all the time, even if I don't want to care about you, even if I don't want to love you, because I'm in contact with you always and constantly, I'm going to end up falling in love with you, or I'm going to grow feelings towards you. That's what he's saying. On the flip side, he's saying that loyalty is an action. You gotta decide, you gotta make the decision in your head to be loyal to somebody. You gotta sit there and ponder if, I'ma stab that person in the back, or I'ma go behind their back and talk about them, or, you know, I gotta make the decision consciously, yo, this person is my friend, this person is my confidant, I can't stab him in the back. Like, he's saying that that's a conscious decision. Now, I know that seems very, very realistic and that you can go about your whole entire life living that way. And for the most part, you can get by. But if you want to live in the supernatural, you can't look at it that way because that's not how God looks at it. See, when you're saved, when you come in to the kingdom of God, you are saved by your Savior. He's given you salvation, not because he trusts you. There's no trust involved in that decision making. It's because he chose to love you. A lot of people in this world will say that they love you and they'll stab you in the back, or they won't be there for you when they say that they'll be there for you. But that isn't what love is. Love is a decision. It is an action. To take upon the action to love somebody is a decision you have to consciously make. In the English language, love is used like a word that's like filler. You say that for everything, right? Oh, I love McDonald's, or, you know, I love my dog, or, you know, I love going to school, or, you know, I love driving my car. You know, that word in the English language is used constantly for everything. So it doesn't mean what it should mean. So because it doesn't mean what it should mean, people take it and they misuse it. So then when people misuse it, people have a misunderstanding of what it is. In Ephesians 1, it talks about that a little bit. In Ephesians 1, verse 4, it says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It doesn't say that you will be holy in him and without blame in loyalty. Because God's not looking at you to be loyal. He knows you're going to make mistakes already. That's already a part of the equation. He already knows you're going to fall down. He already knows you're going to make mistakes. He already knows who you are. That's why he had to save you. That's why he had to come down in flesh and save you. from yourself, from the decisions that you're going to make. He knew that. He took that into account already. The verse is like this because if you read the verse right before it, if you read verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." So again, none of these things are based off of a condition on whether or not you're going to be loyal. It's all based off of the fact that God loves you, so he picked you, and that's why you get these blessings and you get put in these situations where you get what you don't deserve, because that's what grace is. Grace is when you get something you don't deserve at all. You don't got to do anything to earn it. You don't got to go to school for 8 years to get this degree. You don't got to go and, go to jail and serve a certain amount of time or do anything for it. You got it. You didn't do anything for it. That's why it's grace. He chose you. He picked you. He loved you. He made that decision. And there wasn't anything else that you could do to take that away. In the verse right after, verse 4, verse 5, it says, "Having presented us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will." He did this all of his will. His will was to adopt you as his child. He picked you for his good pleasure, for his will. He looked at you. He was like, "Damn, this person's not perfect, but you know what? This is my child. I love you. You made this mistake, but I know if you love me back, if you push to love me back, that you're not gonna be like this no more. You're not gonna choose the same choices you would have chose if I didn't love you." A lot of people are going to have this misconception that if you're going to come into the kingdom of God, that you've got to come perfect already. And that's absolutely not true. You don't wash the dish before you put it into the sink to wash it. It doesn't make sense. You don't clean yourself up before you step inside of a shower. The whole purpose of you coming into the kingdom of God is that you recognize that you're not loyal, that you're not perfect, that you've made mistakes, that people will look at you in your life and they'll be like, "This person has no redeeming quality." You recognize that, understand that, look at yourself in the mirror and you know, "I've messed up. I made a mistake. I'm not perfect." And you go to Christ as you are. And when you do, when you make that choice, when you go to God and you say, "God, I'm not perfect, but here I am." He takes you. He adopts you. He loves you. Takes care of you. Clothes you. He makes you his child. And that's the greatest form of love that anyone could ever have, that someone will look at you as you are and choose to love you anyway. It's got nothing to do with loyalty. See, the problem is that people want loyalty because people aren't perfect. People are going to let you down every single time. You got to remember that. At some point or another, people are going to just let you down. And it's not even their fault. It's how people are built. Nobody's perfect, because nobody is perfect. Eventually, somewhere down the line, someone's gonna make a mistake, whether they meant to hurt you on purpose or not. That's besides the point. The point is that no one's perfect, so everyone's living their lives for the first and only time. So there's gonna be some mistakes. There's gonna be some inconsistencies. There's gonna be some changes along the way. It's to be expected. But that's why love doesn't have to do with anything that you feel. It has to be a decision. It has to be a decision. That's the only way it's going to work, and it's the only way people are going to recognize and understand what love truly is when you make the decision. You got to make the choice. You got plan A, you got plan B. Do it your way, do it God's way. There's no other way in life. People will try to tell you that you got all these choices, that you got a million things you got to do. There's only two choices in life. Are you going to follow Christ or are you not? That's it. There's no third option. I know that right now you're watching this and you're looking at it and you're saying, how is that? That's not even possible. How is it that there's only two choices in life? Trust me, there is. Trust me. I've been there. The seat you're sitting in, the shit you're going through, I've been there. I know. And you may not believe me, but that's not, you know, I'm not making it so you could believe me. I'm making this so that you would know, so that you could be aware that maybe by the grace of God, by some slim chance, somebody's going to see this and they're going to be like, you know what? Everything I've tried up until this point hasn't worked. I might as well try God's way and see where that leads me, see where that takes me, see what's going to go on, see what's going to happen when I do. Because in all honesty, once you do, once you make that choice and decision, just comment what's going to happen. Just comment. Put your comment down. When you choose to trust God and you let him do it, you know, and don't half-ass it. You know, when you're going to the gym, you don't see results the first day. You don't see results the first week. This is a work in progress. So if you're going to work, if you're going to work with God, if you're going to work with Jesus Christ in your life, then get to work. Don't play games. Don't be like, yo, I did one set and I don't see the gains yet. Don't do that. This is work. If you're going to commit, commit. If you're going to put in the time, put in the time. You're going to see the results. I'm telling you, you're going to see the results. But you got to put in the work. You got to put in the time. You got to make the commitment. And then you're going to see what's going to happen. When those results start rolling in, you come back, you comment. You tell everybody how much God blessed you. You tell everyone how God changed your life. You're going to see.